Nothing will influence you in your dreams as much as the important relationships in your life. You become like the people you spend the most time with. So stay close to the motivators in your life. You need them. You need their support and their encouragement to keep you on target. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I want to talk to you today about the five connections you must have to be successful. Now, as we go down this list, I want you to think about what you may be missing because your connections are so vitally important. In fact, I heard this story recently about a lady who was reevaluating her friendships. She had a voicemail and she said, "I'm sorry I missed your call. I'm making some changes in my life." She said, "If I don't call you back, please know you were one of those changes." But truthfully, the higher you go, the tighter your inner circle needs to be, right? And if you don't let go of the wrong people, you can't meet the right people. So before I get into this list, I want to invite all of you ladies to my first ever Icing London Conference. It's my first time to take my Icing Women's event to the UK in London, England. And I'm so excited. We've already had women sign up from all over Europe and the United States. I mean, these ladies are serious about having cake. So if you're able to join me in person, I would love to give you a hug. Or if you can only watch online, you can get your live stream ticket. Just click the link in the description and get your ticket right now. Okay, and you're gonna love your free download this week. If you don't wanna wait till the end, I put together a list of the 10 most recommended books to help you grow this year. This is a new list I put together. You're gonna love it. We know that reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body, right? And you have to learn more to earn more. So I'm always looking for new great books to help me grow. So I wanted to share this new list with you. So just click the link in the description, get this free download, and you can just choose one book to start with. Trust me, you're gonna love the list. So, the five connections are, number one, mentorship connections. Who is speaking into your life? Now, this is crucially important that you always have someone that you connect with. I got that wrong. Okay, that you connect with, that you can receive from. You know, there may be a certain minister or a motivational speaker or a success coach that you just seem to identify with so much that you feel like you know them. Do you know that God will purposefully bring mentors across your path to inspire you to do more, to be more, to have more? Keep those people in your life and honor your preferences when it comes to different teaching styles. You know, you gravitate to certain people for a reason. So start receiving from them consistently. You know, there are mentors who specialize in areas like health and fitness, financial security, dreams and goals, faith in God, emotional healing, leadership, success. Discover where you need to spend more time learning and from whom, and make a decision to connect with them on a consistent basis. And let me just say this real quick. A mentor is a model. It's someone you want to model yourself after. So see to it that your mentor has integrity. Now, my definition of integrity is simply this: what you say and what you do, they match. Andrew Carnegie said, "As I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say and I just watch what they do." So let me just say, if you really want to take your mentorship up another level, then become a partner with your mentor's organization. You know, maybe God's leading you to partner with our ministry. And if so, I want you to know that my team and I are committed to covering you in prayer. So you can just click the link in the description and get information on being a ministry partner. Let me just tell you, you are so valuable to this organization. So let me point this out. Some of your mentors you may never meet. You know, John Maxwell said, most people who decide to grow personally find their first mentors inside the pages of books. Okay. The second connection that is vital to being successful is influential connections. You know, Mike Murdoch says, pay any price to stay in the presence of extraordinary people. So whether your dream is to lose weight, to open a hair salon, to become the top realtor, to advertise your business or market your new book or open a retirement account, chances are someone has already accomplished what you're getting ready to do. So in order to avoid the heartache and the wasted money, you can just buy their books, you can listen to their audios, you can go to their conferences, take their courses, and you can even make an appointment with some of them to just ask questions. I recently read a story about a makeup artist who was working for a morning show here in Dallas, and she was applying makeup. In fact, let's just hold up some makeup while we're talking about a giant lipstick. I love this. But she's putting makeup on the daily guest, you know. And he asked her, he said, what are your long-term goals? She said, well, one day I want to open my own beauty salon. And the guest asked her, he said, well, what are you doing to make that happen? Nothing, she said, because I don't know how to make it happen. And the guest told her, he said, well, take a salon owner to lunch and just ask questions about opening one. She said, you can do that? Yes, you can. And you know, the truth is, most successful people enjoy talking about their experiences and just sharing their wisdom with others. So look for people who have already done what you want to do. Proverbs 13:20 says, anyone who walks with wise men grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Think about that verse. Okay, the third connection is motivational connections. Now, have you ever heard in the sport of boxing, which I just happen to have a pink glove here, there's always a guy in the corner ring pampering the boxer. Now, why is he there and what is he doing? He's motivating the boxer, cheering him on no matter what it looks like. Now, this guy may have blood dripping from his beat up nose. His eyes are so swollen and puffed up, he can barely see where he's swinging, you know. But the man in the corner is just convinced he's a champion. Well, who you have in your corner is vital to your success. One of the most important roles for the corner man is to keep the boxer refreshed. Whether it's through squirting water in his mouth or wiping the blood off his nose, medicating his busted forehead, he's continually ready to do whatever's necessary to keep that boxer focused, right? Well, here's my question. Who's in your corner? Who do you have cheering you on, encouraging you to dream as big as you can? Who are your closest friends? Like, who do you spend the majority of your time with? This is vitally important, and you might ask why. Because nothing will influence you in your dreams as much as the important relationships in your life. You become like the people you spend the most time with. So stay close to the motivators in your life. You need them. You need their support and their encouragement to keep you on target. And if you don't have that at this time, just ask the Lord to bring them into your life. And He will. Trust Him. But be open when God brings new friends across your path. I love the scripture in Matthew 18:20. It says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Mark Twain said, keep away from people who try to belittle your ambitions. Okay, the fourth connection is accountability connections. Proverbs 11:14 says, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Now, I always tell my best friend, Teresa, that she is hugely responsible for the impact our ministry is having around the world today. In fact, I'm convinced that when we get to heaven, she's going to get equal credit for every life that I've had the privilege of speaking into. By the fact that you're watching this video, you should thank Teresa. Why? Because Teresa had the boldness and the love to get right in my face years ago and speak the truth into me. My life was going down a wrong path. I was inches away from just throwing away the plan of God for my life. And that's when I needed someone to be straightforward and painfully honest with me. And Teresa was that connection. She would grab me and go, wake up, Terry. What are you doing with your life? She would even say, you know, do you want to just throw everything away? What do you want your daughter to say you did with your life? And she'd tell me, you're making regrets and you better stop it. But then she's also the one who texts me consistently saying, Terry, I'm so proud of you. You are anointed to do this. You were born for this. I'm praying for you. I love you. Well, if you're going to achieve your dreams, you need to have accountability connections. So what exactly is that? It's people you can trust who will pull no punches with you, but they'll speak the truth in love, holding you accountable to stay focused. Okay, the fifth connection is the divine connection. Now, listening to the Word of God, reading faith-building books, connecting with godly people, going to church, going to conferences, those are all vital in bringing your dreams to pass. But nothing replaces quality time with God. Your consistent fellowship time with God is more valuable than anything else you could ever do in the pursuit of your dreams. And is it easy? No, it takes determination and it takes discipline. But this is the success habit that will take you from where you are to where you want to be, more than anything else. So look for opportunities throughout your day to stay connected to God. Visit with Him while you're driving. Pray while you're cooking. Sing while you're vacuuming. Praise Him while you're showering. Now I just have to show you this hilarious photo I saw on Instagram. It says, just in case the goodness of God hits you while you're in the shower. I love this picture. But my point is, always be mindful that God is with you at all times, ready to talk with you. So I want you to get your free download this week, which is my top 10 recommended books to help you grow this year more than ever. So this is a free list. Just click the link in the description and you can access it right now. And don't forget, I'm going to be cheering you on to live your dreams.